forgot me or forgot about me. And that's the reason.
Yeah, God's faithful.
Yep.
He is.
Yep.
If we follow him with all of our heart, yeah. The Bible says in Matthew 22, to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and Mark adds the word strength in there too. And that takes a lot to follow him and love him with all that you are.
That's your white van there?
That's our white van out there, yep.
Oh, white van.
Yeah.
Going all around
the country? All around the country, yep. Mm. Preach the gospel, go out in the streets, we go to events, we stand outside church buildings. Because a lot of the church, not a lot of them, the church buildings are filled up with a lot of false converts, a lot of spiritually dead people. They don't know God, they're not following Christ, they're not obeying Christ with all that they are. Yeah. So we encourage people, because sitting in a church does not make you a Christian any more than sitting in your garage makes you a car.
Yeah.
You must, like you said, repent, be born again, and then as fruit be following him with all that you are.
Yeah, but people today though, you can't trust anybody anymore.
Yes, and people don't keep their word anymore.
No, and everybody's got a gun.
Yeah, everybody lives in fear, but you know, have you noticed something? People live in fear of the virus, they live in fear, but you know what they don't fear?
The gun.
Well, they don't fear God.
Yeah, the God too.
They don't fear God. They need to fear God because then they will flee their sin and seek him with all their heart.
I grew up on a farm, and we never even had a lock on a house or anything. Never even knew what a lock
was. It's a different age, different time. We're in the last days. Things are going to get more evil and worse.
My prediction is 2024. That's only a few years away.
What's your prediction?
God's taking over.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. I can't prove that from scriptures, but I know that we see the signs coming and we're getting closer to the last days every day.
Do you ever listen to Dr. Jeremiah?
No.
Oh,
no.
I listen to him a lot.
Yeah. No, let me warn you, he's an evangelical man, and I have to reject evangelicalism. And you know why?
Yeah.
Because they keep a lot of false ways. Like, let me give you an example, like Christmas and Easter. Have you ever studied Christmas and Easter?
Yeah, it's in the Bible.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, no, it's not. Not these are not God-ordained holidays. You know who started those holidays? The Roman Catholics.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, and then the evangelicals just kept practicing them. So Jesus says you must worship in truth, so we encourage people to go a lot deeper than the Word of God, than the culture has taken you, and go deep into the Scriptures, and you have to forsake all those false ways and follow Christ in spirit and truth. Yeah, that's what we encourage people to do.
I forgot a lot of that. My mind won't operate like it used to.
I understand. Mine doesn't either.
I led the church services for 20 years up to the sermon.
Uh-huh.
The music and the whole thing and the whole thing. I played the piano.
Yeah.
The organ.
You just in your time left, you just keep looking to the Lord.
Yeah.
You keep reading the Scriptures and you obey everything that you know how. And I'd encourage you in that. Yeah. And if you ever need help, let me know.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah. We care about you.
Yep. My wife's out there waiting for me. She's patient.
All right.
Yeah. If I could just think of stuff like I used to, I've had church after church when we had a dinner or something, you have a guest speaker, and who'd they call on me? Because I led the service to the preacher.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
And so, I don't know. I like that. The more I can praise God, the better I feel.
It's good to praise God.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes on. The Bible says, seek the kingdom of God with all that you are and his righteousness, and everything will be added unto you.
My story is, don't look down, look up.
Amen. That's a good idea. That's a good way. That's a good way.
I told a guy that, and he said, well, as long as I see the sky, I see up in the heaven up there.
Oh, yeah. Not if you see with eyes for eternity. Yeah.
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 But it's true. It
is true.
There's a heaven up there.
It is. He's going to redeem this all one day.
Yeah.
And we're all going to give an answer to him.
Yep. And it ain't going to be good if you ain't.
Most people, it's not going to be good for most everybody. Jesus said few are going to find eternal life. Because if, you know what, here's the key. If you love this world and the things of the world, politics, entertainment, sports, hobbies, if you love this more than you love God, he's going to judge you and turn you away. That's what the Bible says. So we have to make sure that our love is placed in the right place and that we're focused on him with all that we are.
Right. No, I just can't believe it today. Yes. How people are going.
Yeah. Satan's having his way.
Yeah. I don't believe in all these people having a gun either, you know.
Yeah, it's a violent time.
Yeah. That's what I predict in 2024. This is 22. 2 years.
Yeah. It's coming. Yeah. It's coming.
I can feel it in my bones.
Well, we just live one day at a time.
Yeah,
keep our eyes on the
but
Lord.
You know, you'll have that feeling and you can't get away from it.
I see, yeah.
No, you've been good to me. Well,
nice.
God bless you.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah, you too.
Have a joyous day, sir.
Yep. Take it easy now.
Bye-bye.
I hope you have good luck on your travel.
Thank you. The Lord's with us.
What nationality are you?
Nationality?
Or what
denomination you mean or whatever? Yeah, we don't, like I told you, we don't belong to a church system.
No, I mean people.
Yeah, we're house fellowship people, so we know saints all over the world scattered around, and we fellowship. We do a lot of fellowship online because I travel all the time. So we don't practice like a building system. We practice like they did in the New Testament, house to house, and true saints that have come out of the world and come out of the church systems.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we practice. Yeah.
I know when I was a kid, we used to have farm homes. We lived on a farm.
Yep.
And we worshiped in the house on Wednesday.
Yep.
And sometimes we had something going on during the week, we take that through.
Sure.
Now you can't even get them to come on Sunday.
Well, if you're born of God, you don't have to go to a building on Sunday.
No.
If you're born of God, you worship God with your everyday life lived.
But they don't put nothing
into it. I know what you mean.
I
know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, they say you give 10%. I've always done that, but I gave 10% of my wages. And, if I miss it, I can feel it. There's some up there telling me. Yeah, I did good in life. I was a workaholic. And it's hard for me now. I'm getting old. I can't do stuff like I used to.
Yeah.
If I get down on the ground, I can't get up. I got to get help.
Don't get on the ground too often.
No, I don't want to go on the ground, no.
Amen.
Yeah. But it's just, I just can't get over this. Just the way things are going, you know.
The Lord's in control.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes on Him.
Yep,
keep
stay
in the Word.
The boss.
Stay in the Word, keep your eyes on Him.
Yeah, well, see, if she's getting anxious.
All right, sir.
God bless you.
Have a joyous day.
Through your traveling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep.